Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dave, it is rivalry week here on the Bull and Fox Show. Dustin and I are playing against each other for first place on the line this week.
This is unbelievable. The only way the stakes could be any higher is if, like, a playoff spot was on the line. Or if this was in the playoffs and the winner goes on. Or the winner would go for the. What if it's the championship game?
Well, this it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. In this league, the way they do it is every team competes against each other weeks 15, 16, and 17, and whoever gets the most points over those 3 weeks is first place and second place and so on.
What do you call it, an aggregate?
Yeah, basically. It's a weird system, but that's how they do it, Dave.
What the hell is that?
I know. I don't like it, but that's what they like it.
Everybody that's in the league? Or just
and everybody makes it, yeah, which I don't like either. But
the transaction money is the playoff
money. What's the point of the first 14 weeks?
That's the regular season.
You win money in the regular season, and then you win money in the playoffs.
All the transaction money goes into the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a crazy system.
Sounds weird.
It is weird.
Not the league that I'm used to, but that's okay.
But this is it. So, Dustin, technically, I say it's for first place, but if I win, I'll be in either first or second.
Listen, if you don't like the league, you can leave.
No, here's the deal. So Dustin's 5-1. There's one other guy who's 5-1, but he's a fraud 5-1 because he doesn't have a lot of points. And then I'm 4-2. Dustin's got two more points than I do for the season. So if I beat him, we'll be tied, and I'll have more points, unless I beat him by only 1 point. So that's what's at stake this week, Dave. It's huge.
That is huge. Is there a bet that's going along with this? Something where, you know, if you lose, Bully, you got to do something for Dustin? Or
I'll do any bet he wants.
I don't bet, unfortunately. Besides fantasy, I don't do bets. That's it.
Oh, I don't like that.
I'm a retired gambler. That's it.
Somebody.
Yeah, a friendly
bet. You don't have to do it for money.
Yeah.
You know, something fun for on the air.
I mean, it's a good idea. Maybe we'll come up with something.
Someone's got to produce, and you can let Keith have some time on the air. With the winner, something like that.
I will think of something. It's a good point. We should think of something. It's a good point. All right, more with Dave in just a second. First, quickly, this. That sound means it's time for this hour's Pigskin Payout code word. Your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word TREAT, T-R-E-A-T, to 72881, or go to www.entercomcontest.com. Enter the code word TREAT, T-R-E-A-T, by the end of the hour. Do not text and drive. Message and data rates apply. It's the Pigskin Payout national contest on The Fan. Dave, all right, some news today. Devontae Freeman, who's been a mess all season long, goes on IR. He's out for the year. Tevin Coleman hasn't been great. Ito Smith's gotten touchdowns, but I don't know, the yards per carry are bad. What are you doing right now if Ito's a free agent, if you have Tevin Coleman, if you have Devontae Freeman? What's your game plan right now?
My game plan is try and get out of the Falcons' backfield if you can. And this is not going to be the popular opinion by any stretch. But if you've been using Tevin Coleman, if Tevin Coleman is somehow on your team and you think, oh, this is great, I've got, you know, an every down back in Atlanta, it's not going to happen. Ito Smith is going to eat into his workload, and Coleman has played horribly over the past four games. I know he scored last week. Thank goodness for that score. It got him up to 9 fantasy points in a non-PPR. And in a full PPR, I think he gave him 10 or 11, something low like that. I think right now you could trade Tevin Coleman and get the most you could possibly get for him. As for Ito Smith, there's a lot of people that are going to spend their number one waiver claim on him.
Yeah.
I think it's fool's gold. I don't think he's that great of a running back. I think his workload will only be great if Tevin Coleman gets hurt, and that's going to be it. And other than that, outside of that, I think Ito Smith will be a part-time player. I will concede that he has had a pretty decent concentration of red zone snaps over the course of this season. I'd want to say about a quarter of his snaps have been in the red zone. That's pretty high. That's something I can't ignore. And obviously the touchdowns each of the last 3 weeks, that's nice too. But you've got to count on that continuing if you're going to buy into Ito Smith. There's another running back in Indianapolis named Marlon Mack. He's somebody that's on the waiver wire in a ton of leagues. I'll take him easily over Ito Smith. And also Peyton Barber was dropped in a bunch of leagues. I think he's a better running back rest of season.
I started him last week in one league.
You know what? He did great. It was his best game of the year. It's clear that he's what Tampa Bay has at running back. That's what they're just going to have to deal with. Ronald Jones won't be that guy. Barber will be. Latavius Murray is also out there in about 50% of leagues. If for any reason Dalvin Cook is not ready to go, he should be in line for another top 12 type game. So there you go. Those are three running backs right off the top that I would take ahead of Ito Smith.
Hey, by the way, here's some advice for you. Start Jameis Winston this week. You're playing the Browns. They're deep. Without Joe Schobert, their defense is going to be really, really, I think, a struggle.
I agree with you, Dustin. And I have Joe Schobert on one of my IDP teams. And I think he's a great player.
He is.
And I think this run defense is going to be hurt without him. The pass defense is going to be bad, too. And Jameis was really – he made a couple of bonehead mistakes, which I thought he would make last week. But he's still going to put up a ton of numbers. And unless Peyton Barber plays like Todd Gurley, he's going to do it again this week. So Jameis Winston, obvious must start. And there's one of his receivers that's out there in a ton of leagues. Chris Godwin is his name. He's a red zone magnet. The guy's going to continue to get touchdowns. You want to talk about a guy who's got a better chance to score touchdowns each week than Ito Smith. Godwin's that guy. He's big. He's going to be in single coverage because DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans are going to take all kinds of attention away from him. And Jameis likes him. Jameis has that connection with him already. They had it last week. They're going to score on Cleveland again this week. So I think Godwin is someone that people should also target. And if they need a receiver, easily take him ahead of Ito Smith.
Dave Richards, CBS Sports Fantasy Guru. Dave, a couple of Bears questions here. Which running back would you rather have the rest of the year, Howard or Cohen? And are you buying on Taylor Gabriel two straight 100-yard games?
All right, so let's tackle Gabriel first. You love the targets and you love the catches. He's got a nice catch rate. The Bears are trying to use him not quite like Tyreek Hill last year, but kind of close to it, where they just want to give him a chance to make a play in space and see if he can go off to the races with the occasional deep ball on top of it. I'm buying in. I like him this week. You saw what Tyreek Hill did to the Patriots last week. Well, Gabriel's going to have an opportunity to do, I don't know, about three touchdowns, but one touchdown?
Yeah.
That would be pretty good. I think with the bye weeks really hitting us hard this week, we don't have any Steelers receivers, Packers receivers. We don't have to worry about any of the Raiders guys. Don't have to worry about any Seahawks receivers. Gabriel's going to fit in nicely as a bye week replacement and potentially a PPR flex rest of season. As for the Bears running game, Jordan Howard's been a total disappointment. He fumbled at the goal line last week. Tariq Cohen hasn't been getting quite as many touches as Jordan Howard, but they had almost an equal amount of snaps last week. Game script has a lot to do with it. When the Bears are playing from behind or they know they're going to have to put up a lot of points, that's when you're going to see more of Cohen than Howard. I thought we'd see more Howard than Cohen. It didn't turn out that way because the Dolphins gave him a game. I think the Patriots are probably going to give the Bears a game too. That's going to help Tariq Cohen. This is a week-to-week thing, but for now, Tariq Cohen is the one who has more fantasy value than Jordan Howard.
You know, you mentioned Ronald Jones before. He showed signs of life 2 weeks ago and then nothing, and it was all Peyton Barber this week. This week, another guy that people drafted, a rookie, Rashad Penny, showed some signs of life. Are you buying that, or is it just a fluke for one game?
It could be a fluke for one game. You just don't know with the Seahawks, and they're on a bye this week anyway.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, part of the reason why he probably had the game that he had was because they just blew out the Raiders, and they didn't need to bother running Chris Carson into the ground or Mike Davis into the ground, and they wanted to give Penny some experience. So I would imagine that that's part of the reason why Penny had the game that he had. So, no, I'm not ready to buy in yet.
All right, Dave, let's get to some fan questions. We got a lot of them on Twitter. Again, Adam the Bull Fan, Dustin Fox 37, at Bull and Fox. Here we go. Watson or Trubisky this week?
So I am in the middle of debating this one right now because I before I came on the air with you, I was studying Deshaun Watson. One thing that I noticed right away from last week is that he didn't take off and run as much as he normally did. He only had 2 yards rushing. Usually he gives you about 30 to 40 yards rushing. That's a sign. And I wonder if it's because of his injury. The Texans just want him to stay in the pocket and throw. That did not work very well for him against Buffalo. Jacksonville's defense is triple as good as what Buffalo's defense is, although schematically they're pretty similar. I am worried about Deshaun Watson. And if I come to the conclusion that Trubisky is a lock for at least two touchdowns and 250 yards, I will start Mitchell Trubisky over Deshaun Watson. And I can't even believe these words are coming out of my mouth, Cole, because Deshaun Watson was one of those guys I was so excited about.
Yep.
But his offensive line is terrible. he's not playing great. Even with all these receivers he's surrounded by, his numbers just aren't that great. And if he's not willing to run, maybe he's hurt a lot more than they're leading on, and that's really what's affecting his mindset, the play calling, everything in Houston. And he's on the road at Jacksonville. I'm talking myself into taking Trubisky ahead of Watson as we speak.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's not going to be great news for DeAndre Hopkins, who I think is a sell-high candidate right now. It's not great news for Kiki QT, who's been a popular fantasy pick, and it's not great news for Will Fuller, who for the past 2 weeks has really disappointed people.
Josh Gordon or Chris Godwin, one-point PPR?
I think right now is the time to go and try and trade for Josh Gordon, and I almost want to say buy him for whatever it's going to cost you. I think that the Patriots, you saw it last week, they expanded his role. He's going to be involved in this passing offense even more, and it's going to hurt Julian Edelman. It might even hurt Rob Gronkowski. But the Patriots seem to like what they get from Gordon on the outside, and I don't know how often he'll see double coverage like he would have if he stayed in Cleveland because of all the other components to this New England offense. It's a juggernaut, and I think Josh Gordon is going to be the better one to go with.
Howell or Smallwood, PPR?
Smallwood really let us down last week.
Yeah, he did.
Howell has Minnesota this week. That's going to be too tough of a matchup, though. So I will lean towards Smallwood, but I would consider some other options also. Maybe one of these guys off waivers this week is the better way to go.
I can't believe this last guy has been mentioned in a fantasy tweet, but here we are. Best streaming option at quarterback, Dean asks. Flacco, Beathard, or Osweiler?
Osweiler should not be in there. Osweiler had a very lucky game where he's throwing short passes and the receivers just don't get tackled. And football players, when they don't get tackled, they're going to run to the end zone. That's what happened to Brock Osweiler. He's third on that list. Flacco is first. Beathard would be second. Flacco's got a nice matchup against the Saints at home. New Orleans' pass defense still isn't that good. That defense does not travel very well. So playing outdoors, that's going to help Joe Flacco, who did not have a good game last week. I don't believe he had a great game the week before either. He should come around this week. That's another guy I'm going to have to weigh versus Deshaun Watson, believe it or not.
And do you think the Browns, just side note, should the Browns trade for Amari Cooper?
Well, what are they giving up for him?
Second round pick.
I think it's too much.
Okay. You followed his career, Amari Cooper. What do you think about him?
I liked him coming out of Alabama. I didn't love him. Didn't think he had the speed that warranted being such an early pick. Okay. Not that that's going to matter for whatever team trades for him. I think a third-round pick would be fine because I think the Browns are wise enough now to create draft capital on draft day by moving down and maneuvering around. The question is, what are you going to pay this guy? And what's the long-term ramification? And is he really going to be a game changer for your offense the rest of the season? I'll tell you this, Doug. Okay. If the Browns win this week, which, I mean, I don't know how you can feel good about that going into Tampa Bay with the way that the Bucs offense is going to put up points. But let's just say the Browns win this week. Are they contending enough to where if they get Amari Cooper, they can compete for a wild card? And if the answer to that question is yes, then you give up the second-round pick like you want. But otherwise, I'm thinking it might not even take a second-round pick. It could be a third, maybe even a fourth, and a conditional seventh, something like that. The Raiders do not – I don't think they like him. I think they're frustrated with Amari Cooper to the point where they just would rather, they'll say, we can lose without him, which is true.
Yeah.
He'd help them win, and I think he'd help Browns win. I just think the second-round pick just might be a little too much.
They're trying to lose, it seems like, too.
Gruden's denying it.
Yeah. All right, let's go rapid fire here. We got a bunch of quarterback questions. You ready?
Yes, sir.
This guy's got Rodgers on a bye. He's got a bad choice, Manning or Bortles?
I think I'm going to go with Bortles. I know Manning's got the great dream matchup, but I can't trust him.
Justin, Winston or Stafford?
Winston.
Klee, Winston or Luck?
Winston again.
Michael says he has James Conner. Would you trade Juju Smith-Schuster and Sterling Shepard for Le'Veon Bell? I wouldn't, would you?
Absolutely not. Way too much for Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. There is no guarantee that Le'Veon's going to get 20 touches a week as soon as he walks in the door in Pittsburgh.
Jay has two leagues, two questions. Howard or Breida, non-PPR?
That one's Breida.
Start two, Edelman, Tate, Kerryon Johnson, half PPR.
I would sit Edelman.
Timmy, Kirk Cousins or Winston?
I believe I have Cousins ranked higher this week, so I'll say Cousins.
Pineapple finger guns tweets. I love that name. Yeah. He has Diggs, Thielen, A-Rob, and Shepard. What would you try and trade for a running back, and what running backs would you target with one of those guys?
Well, you probably are going to get the most for either Diggs or Thielen, and right now Thielen's value is as high as it can get. He's the first receiver in a bazillion years to have six straight games to start the season with over 100 yards. See if you can get one of the top running backs in your league, a Mixon, a Kareem Hunt. I wouldn't go much lower than that for Thielen. And if you do go much lower than that, then offer Diggs instead of Thielen.
Yeah. Brett says he's got a 2-4 record, has two studs on a bye. Should he trade Emmanuel Sanders for Brandon Cooks?
Yeah, I think I'd rather have a piece of the Rams offense than a piece of the Broncos offense.
A half point PPR, Deion Lewis, Kerryon Johnson, or Peyton Barber?
If it's one of those, it's just Kerryon Johnson. If it's two of those, it's not the Titans. I don't know if there's a Titans player worth rostering right now, Bull, the way that they're playing.
I would agree with that, certainly. I'm trying to trade Corey Davis in another league, but we'll see.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, right.
You might be able to get a kicker. You might be able
And Kurt says, grade the trade. He gave up Le'Veon Bell for Stephon Diggs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You're getting Diggs, who's going to be on your team. You know what you're getting in Stephon Diggs rest of the season. No one knows what they're getting with Le'Veon Bell the rest of the way. That's incredible. I've got Le'Veon on a couple of my teams. I wish I could turn him into Stephon Diggs.
Are next year, Kenny Galladay, Juju Smith-Schuster, both top 10 wide receivers?
Next year?
Yeah.
I don't think Galladay will quite be that high, and I think the only way Juju will be that high is if Le'Veon is absolutely gone from Pittsburgh.
All Cousins right. or Winston?
I think I said the guy of Cousins ranked higher, so
okay.
I'll go, with that.
Dave, good stuff as always. When's the new trade chart out?
Trade chart is already out. The cut list is already out. And I have an idea for a bet. This is just me throwing my hat in the ring.
What do you got?
With an idea. The winner gets to set the loser's lineup next week.
Yeah, but, well, and then we automatically lose, basically, right?
So well, we're betting two games on one.
You can't set an illegal lineup.
Yeah.
You take the players that are on the team, and then you get to set the lineup.
I like it. Bull, will you do it?
Yeah, all right, I'll do that. Yes!
All right.
Nice.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Dave. That's good.
All right.
I'm excited now. It's a 2-for-1 week.
There you go.
Well,
not really, because it's not like you got to.
Well, I mean, you're gonna start all my crappy guys.
Well, you got to play guys that are playing. You can't put injured guys or a guy on a bye.
You can start guys on the roster. So like,
But I don't have. I don't even have any schlubs, though. Do you? You don't have any schlubs in your roster, do you?
Excuse me.
I don't think you do either.
Wow. I mean, all your flex guys are that good, huh?
I mean, the worst player on
Why aren't you in first place then?
My worst wide receiver is Corey Davis. He's my worst.
Well, I'd be starting him.
And my worst running back is probably, I don't know, T.J. Yeldon or maybe I have one guy worse than that. I can't think of it. But anyway, Dave, good
like
stuff,
that.
Man.
That's good.
I'm sure I'm going to get a series of texts on Sunday from both of you.
That's right.
One of you will be very happy with me, and the other will curse me out.
I'll be happy because I'm going to smoke him. He has no chance.
All right, Dave. Good stuff, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, guys. Be good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.